We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. Today's guest is a repeat guest. Our encore guest is Christy Rufino. She was our number 10 interview, episode number 10.
Gosh, really? 10?
Yes. Isn't that exciting? Wow. I'm thinking this is around episode 180-ish or 170-ish. So it's been quite some time.
Yeah.
So Christy, you're a serial entrepreneur and you've just built this massive tribe, and you've been doing it, as you just shared with me pre-recording here, for 16 years now. That is amazing.
Oh yeah. It's been so much fun.
So why don't you share with me a little bit about what's changed in your world since the last time we recorded, which was in January of 2017.
Okay. Wow. If I can think back that far, holy cow. So I actually have, you know, it's been a great journey building the Dynamic Professional Women's Network for, like I said, 16 years. And I've met so many amazing women, and so many of our women's businesses have evolved just by being a part of our network. You were one of our members in our Milwaukee chapter, mm-hmm. Lori. And yep. I don't even remember what year that was, but you were a part of our community for a long time. And so, you know what, I guess the piece that's changed is because technology is changing so much, we've adapted to create opportunities for people to connect and for our community to build virtually. I remember at first in the beginning years doing a webinar or doing some kind of a conference call, it was difficult. And now it's so easy, and there are so many tools out there and resources for us to be able to connect and build relationships and just support each other, even though we're not necessarily in the same room. And so that's kind of how things, it's exciting to be able to build relationships with people even in other countries.
Oh yeah, it's fun, and it's just so much easier than what it used to be. And so your network has really expanded in the digital space, hasn't it? As far as the tools and resources that you're offering within the Dynamic Professional Women's Network.
Yes, absolutely. And this has kind of been something that we've just kind of like stepped into this year. I've tried different things throughout the year, but I had an experience at the end of 2018 that kind of forced me to like look at things differently. And it was something that at the time I didn't like, but on the hindsight, I realized that it kind of had to happen. But it really got me to take action on something or things that I've been thinking about for so long. So we now actually were, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure that had to be put together, but right now we're kind of moving into building groups and Facebook, and then virtual groups and virtual, we call them like success teams that are kind of like a mastermind group. So that's a great way for women to still be able to connect and build relationships with a group of like-minded women. And I know personally, I love connecting with people on social media. I love having that freedom and that ability to meet people from everywhere with all kinds of experiences, but those aren't necessarily people that I build strong relationships with. And so I may have a one-on-one call. I may get to know them to see if I'll go to that next place, but I still don't have my advisory board, my team of people helping me on a consistent basis. So that's kind of what we're doing, as one of the areas that we've expanded into is building these mastermind groups of women that can support each other based on where they're at in their business and where they want to go.
So let's dive a little bit deeper into your business. I know we've talked about it a little bit here in the intro, and it's the Dynamic Professional Women's Network, but can you speak a little bit more about who it is exactly that you're primarily working with and they're advocating to be a part of this organization?
Yeah. So we are an industry exclusive leads group. That's kind of what we've been for the last 15 years. It's typically business to consumer type of opportunities, a little bit of business to business, but we're, I don't know if I can say this, but we're kind of like a BNI, Business Networking International organization, but with a little bit of a twist. A couple things that make us different is, of course, we're all women, and then a few things about how we work make it a little bit more conducive to working women. And so that's kind of what has allowed us to be really successful in the Chicagoland area, and then it have expanded to other states as well. So it's just women that are looking to connect on a deeper level and network with other women that not only will get them business, but women that will help them and guide them through their business journey. Because sometimes as an entrepreneur, it gets very lonely, and we're not necessarily sure on the right paths, and we don't have all the experience. We need to make all of the right decisions. But if we have other people around to help us with that, it really is very, very, it's a key thing to, at least to my business success.
That sounds great. So how are you specifically a resource to your network, and how can you be a resource to my network and our listeners?
Well, how am I a resource to our members? So we have the different chapters that meet. So that's really about supporting them on the ground level. We do events occasionally. It's been hard to do local events, you know, in specific locations. We do a lot of them, but it's not necessarily attractive to everybody based on where they're located. And so we've been kind of transitioning to do virtual events. Every month we do a big virtual networking event, and it's kind of a progressive event, and we're utilizing an online platform where we can all gather together and then break out into smaller groups. So that's a great way to kind of meet a bunch of people and figure out who you want to go deeper with. So that, you know, that's one of the things that we do. Ongoing training. We have a training library that we've developed, and we're continuing to add more teaching into that. I know, Laura, you are one of our great teachers. You did a great episode, a masterclass on podcasting. So, you know,
thank you.
There are a lot of different resources we're looking to provide our members that will help them make connections and be educated on their entrepreneurial journey.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. I'm really intrigued by this virtual networking, and I'm definitely interested in. I've not experienced that. I mean, I've done like informal, you know, Zoom video conferencing calls with, you know, me and maybe three other people. But it sounds like you've got more of a structured networking event that's happening virtually. Is that right?
Yes, we do. So we are doing them once a month, and they're pretty unlimited as far as how many people can join in the big room. And then what we do is somebody on my team will break people off into smaller groups. So it's kind of like a progressive networking event.
Interesting. Okay.
So yeah, it's kind of fun.
So if someone wanted some information on that, where would they find that?
Well, our website, our dpwn.com, has a calendar of, you know, different events. And that one specifically is on, oh my gosh, October 9th, I think it is.
Is it consistently like the second Thursday of the month or something like that?
Yeah, it's the second Wednesday of the month. Okay. And it is 3:00 Central Time.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I might have to jump in and check it out one of these times.
Yeah. You know what? We go to networking events. Yeah, it's fun. And I still do them here occasionally. But, you know, you got to get in your car. You got to drive somewhere. You got to get completely dressed and makeup. You know, when you're on a Zoom call, you only have to do the top half. Uh-huh. you don't have to buy lunches or dinners or cocktails. You can have your own cocktail. You can kind of pretty much call your shot and still have the opportunity to meet a lot of people. So it's a lot of fun.
I bet.
Yeah.
So who is it that you're looking to network with?
Well, typically, you know, my ideal avatar are specifically women who are looking to kind of realize that their business is more than the company that they're with and the products that they sell. It's more about who they are as an individual and the experience that they bring to the table, as well as their story. And so for the last 8 years, I've been helping women position their stories to build a stronger personal brand And, you know, that's what I really enjoy doing. So, you know, we've got this great organization and that's wonderful, but that is the way that I've connected with so many amazing women that are looking to up-level their business and now step in and take ownership of who they are and start building a personal brand of their own. So those are the women that I love working with.
Awesome. Well, hopefully someone's listening and reaches out to you that fits that profile.
Absolutely.
Thanks
for asking me that question.
Absolutely. So paying it forward is really a theme that I hear and we see and witness in the business space.
Yes.
Can you share with our listeners a recent pay it forward experience that you've had, whether you've received it or given it?
Oh, you know, I honestly think when in the networking world, like I'm constantly making connections for people. People are constantly making connections for me. I know a lot of the people I hire are former clients. I don't know if it's, I mean, there's a lot of pay it forward I do in my life, and we can get into that and the volunteering and stuff that I do. But I don't know, when it comes to connections, it's to me, it's more about being a giver, who we can give to, who we can serve, who we can help. Because when the more we do that, the more things come back to us eventually. And I guess today, you know, we did a recording earlier, we just mentioned on your masterclass, Lori. And then I look at my email and 2 minutes later, I get an email from one of my mentors who saw my marketing. She didn't actually enjoy being on the class with us, but she saw the emails that went out and she wanted me to connect her with you. So I'm like, yay. That's kind of really what it's all about, is how we can kind of make these connections with the people that are really here to help each other. When we do, then eventually, you know, we don't have to worry about going out and knocking people over to get business. It's going to come to us.
Sure. Absolutely. I think that's great. And it is all about, being a giver, and that's the name of the game when it comes to the business sense of things, but even just being a genuine human being and not just trying to hopefully get business out of it at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yep.
So everyone loves a good tip. And I know that you are part of a number of, you know, social media groups on Facebook and LinkedIn, and you've got your own groups. And a lot of things that I see when I'm in these groups are, what's a good tip for this, or what's a good tool or resource? So do you have any tips, tools, or resources to share that help save time or make people's lives easier?
Oh boy. You know what? I should have pulled something up. So I actually have a resource that on all of our websites, the same resource that provides a bunch of like apps and websites and links and tools and all these things. And I honestly, I didn't pull that up, so I can't, I'm trying to think of one. And of course, I'm not going to think of one right now. Maybe if we go to the next question, that an answer will pop into my head.
All right. Well, this one's a little bit deeper than that one, actually. Christy, if we could remove all barriers and constraints, what projects would you do or take on?
Oh, right now it's doing my own podcast. Do you know anybody that can help me with that?
Maybe. I may have someone that can. Let me think about that for a minute.
I know that's actually one of the big goals, one of the next big goals that I want to bring together, because I just feel that, podcasting, people want to consume information. They want to continually, not everybody, but people in the personal development space, we want to keep filling our brains with good information and good direction and good resources from people that remember the resources like they're supposed to. So I think that is right now my, the big project. Okay. That I not would like to, but will be taking on very shortly.
Yeah. It is a very powerful medium. And obviously I'm speaking on that topic a lot. And as you said, that's how people want to be consuming information. I just did some research not too long ago that the second most type of content that's being consumed is educational content. So I think that's fascinating, especially for B2B has always been somewhat of a struggle for businesses on how do you differentiate a market. But I think podcasting is really 100% a fantastic channel for that. So,
oh my gosh, absolutely. And I know just in the last few years on my phone, I know, I have an Apple product with iTunes. They've changed a lot on how me as a consumer can have access to podcasts. Because at first it was really difficult and now it's so easy.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to use that. There's all kinds of tools now you can use on your phone to stay connected to great content. And so I know that is the next direction for me.
That's fantastic. I mean, podcasting has really been around for really quite some time. But I think that the medium was ahead of its time, really. And like you said, it's our devices that go everywhere with us that really changed the game as far as people wanting to listen to podcasting, because at the end of the day, it's so much easier to actually listen to and subscribe to podcasts than it was, you know, when the technology actually first came about.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember listening to Amy Porterfield when she first started, and she was like brand new to the podcasting world. And I was like addicted to her show. And now she's kind of one of the leaders, at least in the women marketing space.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of neat to see the evolution of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So you ready for the tips and tricks question here?
I was hoping you're going to forget them. So I work with clients to one of the pieces of what my goal in helping them is to come up with their signature book. Their signature story, their signature talk, their signature book. And so the resources that I am going to be sharing are really focused all around that.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of pieces to that that are really important. And you have to be organized and you have to have the right tools and all of those things. So is that okay if I share?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. Absolutely.
Okay. Cool. As far as the creation goes, there's an app called 200 Words a Day. It's kind of like a free group of just keeping connected with other people that are writing. I have like a whole list. I'm reading down my whole list. It's just a resource for my clients. Mm-hmm. Record Up is a good one. You can do things on your phone. You can read your story and then it will automatically go into your phone, into the cloud or wherever you want to go.
Cool.
Grammarly. Oh my gosh. So if you've not used Grammarly, I never thought I needed Grammarly because I don't know. I sent my stuff to an editor. I didn't think I needed it, but you can download Grammarly to your computer and it fixes everything with a Facebook post, with an email you're sending, with your website updates. Like it basically connects to your PC and will suggest whatever you need to do to fix your stuff. Because I'm not, we sometimes even count on Microsoft Word to check if we've got a mistake and it doesn't check everything. It doesn't catch everything. So Grammarly has been great. Otter is a great way to have your transcriptions or your recordings transcribed. So otter.ai. So you use the rev.com to record your words, your story, your even a blog post. You go to Otter AI, they transcribe it, and there you go. That's one of the great things that you can use for that. I know Canva is a great thing for the design piece of it to do memes and social media. Should I keep going or is that enough?
Oh my God, that's so many of them. I mean, I love all of these. I've definitely used some of them. I'm the same way about Grammarly as you do. Actually, I require everyone on my team to put it on their computer right away because it actually makes you a better writer too. I feel like
it does.
Bringing things to your attention immediately.
I resisted until about a month ago. Like seriously, I just started using it and I'm like, oh my God, this is great. So I don't know why I didn't use it, but there's so many different things that we can use to kind of make our lives easier. Like you said, it makes you a better writer, it makes you better in everything.
Cool. That's awesome. All right. So if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, I know you shared that last time around. What's the
yeah,
best
but my
way
website was probably
you?
Even different back then. We just
oh,
had a
yeah.
new website this sure. year too. So, yeah, so you can get a hold of me in our community, either on my personal website, we'll kind of connect you over, ChristyRuffino.com, or the community for our tribe is OurDPWN.com. We've got a calendar of events. There's all kinds of things that you can find to get plugged into our community. And then, too, to connect with individuals. We have a great database of members, and they're all searchable by areas of expertise, by keywords, by location, all kinds of things. So it's a good, kind of like a good yellow page. All of our members will go there and connect with people that they need to hire through our website first. So,
yeah. And it sounds like obviously your events and a ton of resources as you're speaking to. So we'll definitely include all of that information in our show notes. Thanks so much for coming back on Social Capital. This was a great conversation today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. It was so much fun.
Absolutely. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Christy for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.